We're welcoming the team from Kenya. We have Liz with us this morning and Wendy and her daughters and son.
Where's son go?
He's back there.
Well, we got son.
He said this is the girl.
And we're so glad to have you with us this morning.
So we'll turn this over to you.
Okay.
Okay. Liz, come on up and I'll introduce everybody. You know me. You know Liz. Well, if you don't, hi, I'm Wendy. This is Liz Karimi, and this is my daughter Megan, and she was not there last year, but she graduated in May from Moody Bible in Chicago, and she graduated with a degree in
Missional Leadership Nonprofit Management.
So she is now Foundations Kenya's official communications director, which is why you're actually getting more information, and she is keeping us organized.
All right, well, thank you for coming this morning. We are so excited to share a little bit about what we've been doing the last few months and the last year and the way that the Lord has been moving throughout Foundations Kenya. A few things we're going to talk about today. We're going to give you updates on Foundations Kenya, how we're doing overall with Christ-like Academy and Indorasha. We are going to give you an update on our building. We're building a permanent school for Christ-like Academy, so we have some updates on that. And then some of the families that we've talked about before, some of the new families that Christ-like and Indorasha have come to know and be in contact with. We're going to tell you a little bit about our trip. We went in end of June into early July. We got to be there for 2.5 weeks, so we'll share a little bit about how that went and what we got to do with all the places that we went there. And lastly, we have launched a Give, Go, Pray, Share model for Foundations Kenya, a way to empower those who are connected to Foundations Kenya to engage more, help us on our mission. But before we start with all of that today, I want to give you a little peek into our heart at Foundations Kenya, into why we're doing this work at all. We love education, we love being a part of people's lives, but most importantly, we are going to Kenya. We're a part of this work because the Lord has called us there, and we believe in transformation through the gospel first and foremost. So we want to start with Matthew 25:31-46. You want to open there with me today. 34. The king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And then skipping to verse 40, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." So our heart with Foundations Kenya is to clothe the needy, to feed the hungry, to go to those places that there are people in need. Now, there's people in need all over the world, but this is specifically where the Lord has called us and placed us to be a light and to serve his people. There are a lot of needs and a lot of people who are hurting in Kenya, and we are so happy and so blessed to be a part of the work that is going on there. And specifically why Foundations Kenya is there, if you'll open with me to Matthew 9:37-38. Says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" So Foundations didn't just come to Kenya and show up and try and find something to do there. We were able to partner with Liz and Linus and Alice, who are already doing beautiful work there. They started the feeding program in Lemuru 13 years ago. And they were already doing a lot of the work there. They were a part of being in this place, and they were being the hands and feet of Jesus. So we came in as just to help them and be laborers with them, because there's a plentiful harvest. There's much to do there. And we saw that as our opportunity to step in and be the hands and feet in Jesus with them in a work that is already being done. Same with Alice. Alice was already doing this afternoon, Saturday feeding program. She was already loving the community and loving God's people. So we stepped in and we are helping them financially, spiritually. We are there with them in prayer. We're there with them physically. And that is what we see our role in as Foundations Kenya, into partnering with these people who are already doing hard work and our being the hands and feet of Jesus. And then lastly, we want to remember who has gone before us. So there's two references that I'm going to tell you, and then there's Isaiah 43:19, which is the life verse for Foundations Kenya. It says that he is doing a great thing. He is springing up wells in the desert. He is making way where there seems no apparent way. And then Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord has gone before us. He has already put the things in our path that we need, and he has given us and equipped us with all that is necessary to do the work that is there for us. All we have to do is accept that call and go and do. And so we know we can walk confidently as an organization going forward, knowing that all that we're doing has already been prepared ahead of time by the Lord. So that's just a little bit of our heart behind being in Foundations Kenya and being a part of Christ-Like Academy and in Indorasha. So next up, we're going to tell you a little bit some of our updates within the organization.
If you've never heard of this book, Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools, it is a fabulous book on the power of prayer. And I just wanted to just throw a little bit out there about why we continue to feel so blessed to work with Liz and Linus and Alice. He talks a whole lot in here about, one of the references is in Acts 16, where Paul and Silas have just been arrested and beaten and thrown in the depths of prison, and yet around midnight they are singing songs of praise to the Lord, which isn't our natural response at all, but in the spirit they are moved to worship in the midst of being chained to a cold wall probably. And so he talks a lot about this idea of defiant adoration and how regardless of what we see with our eyes, we choose to continue to worship and continue to believe that God continues to be who he says he is, and he will provide even if it's not in ways that would be our first choice. But this idea of defiant adoration, every time we travel, especially and when Liz is here, we continue to see this. In them and in the women who are there, who regardless of their circumstances that we can look at and say, I have no idea how you're even upright with all that you're dealing with right now, and yet you are sitting here telling me 10 things you have to be thankful for and are able to stand here and worship in spirit and in truth. So just that's just part of also why we continue to feel so blessed to be a part of Foundations Kenya and getting to partner with Liz and Alice and the women that we've continued to get to know there. Part of the updates, that makes it sound tragic. It's not tragic. It is tragic. There are situations there that are beyond things that I've ever seen here. Life is hard everywhere, and it's different hard. So it's not that life is just so much harder there. It's just the circumstances that they face on a daily basis are outside of our definite comfort zone. And yet they continue to get up every morning and strive to walk in the way that God has prepared for them for that day. Well, Liz, I'm going to let you give a little update. Tell them a little bit about Rena and Mercy, first of all, some of the moms we've worked with.
Thank you for having me here. First of all, here to thank you for your support. The first time that I was here in 2021, the kids at Indorasha Project were getting one meal every Saturday. But after coming here and talking to you about the Indorasha Project and Christ-like Kids, you supported us, and we are now able to feed them on at least daily. Because on Saturday they come, they have food that they eat, they have porridge, and then they carry food home. So I'm here to thank you for that. Actually, they carry food to feed a family for the whole week. So thank you so much for your support, and thank you for your love.
Well, I'm going to show them real quick. And this is actually what they carry home. They carry a kilo of maize flour, which is what they make ugali with. This is their main food. This is what they eat every day. It's very filling.
And they eat it with a sukuma wiki. It's made of kale.
Yeah, kale. And then beans, rice, and what do you have? Cooking oil. Okay, so this is the amount. I weighed it out. So this is the amount that would feed a family of five for a full week. So
thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love for God and love for his children that are hungry. Thank you for feeding the hungry. I'll talk about Mercy. We talked about her last time, still, and she was very desperate. She wanted to kill herself and her kids. You remember the ones that were here? She didn't have a place to stay, but now through your support, she has a house of 3 rooms. Now she is able to, she has a shelter, she has a home that she didn't have. Belongs to her through your support and your prayers. Thank you so much for Mercy. Now loves God. She is seeking to have a good relationship with God. She is now loving her kids. She wanted to kill her kids, but now she loves her kids and she is able to walk with God every day. So thank you for your support, Thomas said. And she is also doing some training so that she can be able to get some job to do. She's training in hair making.
Hairdressing.
So thank you for your support towards Mercy, and thank you for giving her hope. She has hope now in God and in living. She knows that God has bright future for her, to give her hope and future and the plans that he has. So thank you for your support towards Mercy. This is Rina. She's a mother of 4 kids. And before, she was very desperate. We used to visit her, just we cry with her. She didn't know what to do, but through your support, now she started a small business. She is cooking mandazi, and she's boiling beans and cooking chapati and selling to people around the road, and she's now able to feed her kids, and she has hope. So thank you so much for your support.
Mandazi is like, think of a really good like beignet or a donut. So she fries these pastries in the morning, and so people pass by for breakfast. And then she just got another permit to be able to stay in her little, this is her little shelter on the road, that she also sells beans. And then chapati, think of a really, really good homemade thick tortilla. So that's what she makes for people for lunch. So she was working probably close to 75 hours a week as to take care of a wealthy woman's home and making, nothing.
Yeah.
Very, very little. So she is now able to have time with her kids and get them off to school. And then she sells in her little spot. And then she is off and making more money than she was before.
Yep.
So thank you. That's a huge blessing. And little things like that, like we will be telling you that there are great needs. We want to build this whole school. But all in all, I think the whole investment we have here with Rena was less than $100 to be able to help her just get a pot and a charcoal and a little stove and be able to set up her little shelter. And she is good to go. And she's an encouragement to a lot of the other moms that there are things that they can do. It's not oftentimes that they don't want to work. It's very hard. That still, to us, is not a lot of money. That is a lot of money to them. But it helps them to be able to get going and then encourage other people to do the same.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about the trip in June, things we did with Christ-like Academy. All right, so we got to go in June. We were there for 2.5 weeks. And while we were there, first week we got to spend at Christ-like Academy. And while we're there at Christ-like Academy, we get to do a VBS with the kids. We do that in the mornings. We do games, songs, stories. Yeah, just a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with them. And this is a huge blessing to the kids. They have so much fun. But it's also to the teachers. They get to take a break. They love joining in on the games. They love to be a part of everything. First half of our day doing that. And the second half of our day, we go and we visit homes. Because Christ-like Academy isn't just invested in the kids' lives. They're invested wholeheartedly into the whole family's life. So Liz, Alice, Anne, Lucy, they all identified families that we could go talk to, and ones that were in either hopeless situations or just dire need. And our hope with going to these places, we went to encourage them and love on those families. We shared scripture with them. We were there to remind them that they are seen, known, and loved by us, but most importantly by God. He has not forgotten them, and he is there to be a close friend at all times. That was what we got to do in Limuru. And then when we were in Indarasha, we did Saturday morning, we did a little VBS program with the kids as well. And we spent a couple days going out to families there. Mercy, who they just showed about, is one of the families there in Indarasha. So we got to go and talk with her, see her kids. She showed us some of the hair pieces she had been practicing on and was very proud of her work and just very joyful, which is a huge turn from how she had been. So we got to do all those things, and then we also went out farther north to Archer's Post and met with women from three different churches there. We went over the armor of God, and a lot of these women don't, many of them are illiterate and can't even read, so part of our issue is it's hard to bring them Bibles if they can't even read. So we wanted to equip them as best as we could, and so we taught them about the armor of God, something that they can continually put on and step into every morning to defend against the attacks of the devil, and something that is encouraging but also practical, something that is tangible of, I'm going to put on my helmet, I'm going to put on my belt, I'm going to put on my shoes, something that they can be reminded of every day. Okay, let's do this. Let's have something that I can actually use in their helpless state, because a lot of these women don't have tools. And so we tried to give them some tools to defend.
For at least the foreseeable future, we have chosen to focus on Christ Lake Academy and Indarasha. We love the women out of the bush. We're continuing to pray for them, but there are so many needs that we don't have a good enough plan to serve well here at the moment. Anything that we would do, any of the next steps that we would take, are going to cost quite a bit of money, and we don't have reliable enough people on the ground that far out yet to feel like that would be responsible. So that's a very hard decision that we have come to. We feel like the kids at Christ Lake Academy and Indarasha, and looking forward to even replicating what we're doing in it, Christ Lake Academy and Indarasha, is really more under our purview of our mission statement anyway, but we feel like God has obviously brought these women in Archer's Post to our attention for a reason, so we're going to continue to pray through that. A literacy program would be the next step. These women are uneducated, have never had the opportunity to go to school, and the children out there, the closest school is 15 kilometers, so oftentimes they'll figure out, the men will figure out how to get their boys to school, but the girls are not being put in school at all. So it's not that we don't still have a heart for that area. We just don't have clear direction yet of what to do there. So at least for our trip next summer, we're going to focus on Lemuru and Indarasha, and we probably won't be going out into the bush. So continue to pray for those women and those new churches. I know God wants to do something out there, but we don't feel clear direction yet for that. So.
All right, so here's the kids. They're going to tell you a little bit about their favorite thing from VBS.
Jumbo Foundation.
Kenya.
We had so much fun this week. We played.
My favorite thing today was parachute.
Thank you so much for your support.
Okay. We hope to see you someday in Kenya.
Thank you!
All right, and now Liz is going to tell you a little bit about, we have plots of land to build a 5-story school in Lemuru. And so Liz is going to give you a little bit of an update on the Minister of Education's visit and what that means for Christ-like moving forward.
Christ Lake Academy is in a rented land right now, and rented buildings. And according to the Ministry of Education in Kenya, they came to do assessment, and they said that curriculum is being followed very well, and we are among the best schools in area that are doing very well and following the curriculum very well. But the buildings that we are using, especially the, we have a story building that they, after assessment, they said it's not good for the kids, it's not strong enough. And because through your support, we were able to get a piece of land, and they recommended that we move the school from where it is now to a permanent place. And we are working on building a 5-story building where we're going to move the kids so that the Minister of Education can approve the school to continue. Otherwise, if we don't do that, they said by May, they might close the school. So we need your prayers, and we need any support offer to help us put up the building so that we can be able to move the school and have these kids have a safe place to be.
Well, and that was a surprise. We obviously are moving forward. We've bought two of the plots of land. We're in process of looking at the other two, and we already have the plans drawn up for the school. An architect has done a fabulous job. It's exciting to see. It's about to go to this county government to get approved for building, but the Minister of Education's visit 2 weeks ago was a bit surprising that he wanted to condemn the building. So the only thing that saved us pretty much is that Liz could prove that we've already bought this land, we have plans, we're building a school, and they said, okay, then you need to show that something is being done. So obviously God knows all this, and he has it all in his hands. So we are not going to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, why would I worry about it? Liz doesn't worry. She knows. So we just need to remain calm. So, and trust God for that. So
yeah. Now we're going to show you a little bit of a building video of what it looks like, where we are building, and where Christlike is.
The Misery Slum north of Nairobi, Kenya is a place of great poverty and hopelessness. But God can bring hope even to the hopeless here. In 2005, a small feeding program began that quickly grew and has blossomed into a thriving school, providing the hope that education can bring for children and families. The program grew into Christlike Academy, which now has more than 350 students from pre-K to 8th grades. The focus of Christlike Academy is to educate students in a variety of basic subjects, while also emphasizing the foundation of strong Christian character. Despite the poverty surrounding them outside the walls of the school, Christlike Academy is a place full of joy, love, encouragement, and perseverance. Christlike Academy is a place of refuge and hope in the lives of the children it serves. The school operates on rented land. At any time, the landowner could choose to evict the school. A recent visit from the Minister of Education found the main school building to be unsound. A new permanent building is desperately needed. As a renter, they could be kicked out at any time. But because of the poor construction of the rented building, they will be kicked out by next spring, which would devastate the education opportunity for the students and their families. Forward thinkers at Christlike Academy recognized the precarious position of the school and last December took action to purchase a small bit of land nearby. Plans are currently in the works to build a permanent on the new land where the school can be moved to continue educating its students, thereby assuring it can continue to increase its impact in the community. For only $350,000, Christlike Academy can build a five-story building housing all the school's classrooms, a science lab, a library, bathrooms, and a kitchen to feed the students. Currently, cooks prepare meals for the children over a wood fire in a small stone room with almost no ventilation. By partnering with us, you can help Christlike Academy have a growing influence as they work to share the never stopping, never giving up, always and forever love of Christ in the Misery Slum. This is your opportunity to help these precious students and staff be a growing light in the darkness while educating the next generation.
I will say real quick, if you saw little Grace there, we talked about Grace last time and before. She's the one who was born, she has one eye and had heart issues, and they didn't know if she could go to school, and of course we said, of course she can go to school. So she just recently was promoted to what?
Grade one.
Yeah. So that was her sitting at the table giving you the side eye as the videographer walked in. So she is doing well.
Mm-hmm. All right, one thing I will say about Christlike Academy is with the Minister of Education visit, he did say that Christlike is in the top marks of the whole region. They are doing very well academically and training the kids up to be well-rounded individuals, both spiritually and educationally. They are doing very, very well. They just concluded their exams for the year. Okay, so we'll hear updates about that soon, but we are fully confident it'll be nothing but good, a good report. So that's where we're headed right now. This is our goal for the next few months, is to start building on this building and get Christ-like, to have a permanent location, and continue to be a safe place for kids to come for many, many years to come. We believe that prayer is the foundation for any work that the Lord is gonna do. We are praying for him to make a way to go before us, to calm our anxieties for the big task ahead, and we want to invite you in to pray with us. So Liz is going to talk a little bit about day in life of the woman, and then we're going to let you come and try your hand at lifting this water. They take the water.
They don't have these fancy schmancy nice heavy duty plastic jugs with handles, but this is about the amount of water that they will gather. They don't have any water for cooking, drinking, cleaning. So every morning, it's not just the women. Liz started doing it when she was 9.
Yep.
Way down a hill, and they usually carry it on their head or on their back in whatever they have to fetch water in. So this is about, what did we say, 20 liters?
20 liters.
It's 5 gallons, which is about 20 liters, which is about 45 pounds.
Yep.
So they will do that at
least
once a day, depending on what their needs are and how large their family is.
Okay, I'll talk about women in Kenya. And so most of women go to fresh water far, like 3-4 kilometers away.
Mm-hmm. And so over 2 miles.
And so they have to carry a gallon of water, 20 liters on their head. And you have a kid, you're carrying your kid behind or from the stomach. And then you are carrying this water to help you work or to help you live. So we need your prayers as you pray for these women. Also, we'll talk about teaching in school, what they do. The first thing they do in school when they come in is to welcome the kids, to see how these kids slept, whether they are having a hard day. If they have a hard day, you encourage this kid that morning so that they can be ready for the school. So the teachers are supposed to do that whenever they come into school. Then they go to their various classrooms. What they do, they be introduced doing the Bible study in the morning or a devotion of 10 minutes every morning before the class starts. So it's the duty of a teacher to make sure that the kids has done the devotion and singing and prayers before they start their lessons. During the holiday, like now, they have a 2 month break. We divide the teachers that we have and the staff, depending on where they are living, to make sure that they visit the kids every week. Once a week, they have a team that they are visiting to make sure that these kids are doing well, even when they are out of school. So with a very little payment, but we thank God for them because they are doing it out of passion and the love of God and the love of these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what we said. We said when a teacher here is on break, a teacher is on break. But these teachers, even during the holiday, they go weekly to visit. How many children each?
15 to 20.
15 to 20 children each week. So it's not a small thing. And when we say visit here, you may just like knock on the door and pop in and say, are you okay? But that's not how they visit in Kenya. So you always go in, you sit down, you have chai, you
butter
pray.
Bread.
Probably not butter, but bread.
Bread without anything.
Yeah, bread without anything. Butter bread was for us.
Yeah. We get bread.
Yeah, they give us all the good stuff. But so they sit down and encourage them and pray with them. So the teachers are invested in these children's lives as well, and know that many of them are in very difficult situations at home. So even the rest of the family members knowing that these teachers are going to be checking up on them is just an added measure of protection for some of these kids. So
I want to invite you one last time. You can give to Foundations Kenya through the link on your QR code on the back of your card through Zephy. And we would love to do Experience Kenya dinners with you. So if you could fill out your contact card and just give it to us before we leave, we'd love to stay in contact. That's also a way that we can add you to our newsletter, or you can...
Social media. We need to thank them for all. And thank you so much for all of you who did anything with these dresses. That is such a blessing. So, with 45 dresses.
I know.
So, we told Liz said she can make them fit.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I've been here since Liz and everybody has been coming. And I was so impressed because you know the people that are doing this. And it. Your husband is the one that started going out and teaching in the Bible in the villages and so on. And then this came up. And if you hear the story about those teachers, how many hours a day they work with those children, if you understand how many children are in every classroom, I'm sorry, my heart really goes out to this ministry because You are not wasting your money at all. Mm-hmm. You can, for 1 year, I've tried to support one child a year. And when you do that, they get a uniform, which protects them as they walk to school, how many miles they walk.
Right.
They leave them alone and they don't prey on these children because they have a uniform.
They have a place. They know they know that someone will miss them if they don't show up.
And I'm sorry that I'd love for you to always have some of those pictures, because I don't know who's not heard this story, but these women work 12 hours a day sometimes for these kids.
For an average of $12 a month.
Right, right. So anything that you do to help these children is very, very, very worth it. I love what you do.
Thank you.
I love the children. And you'll see, how many kids are in one of those classrooms?
One class, I think it's fourth grade now, has 72.
Yes.
72
children. And did you see the rooms? Yeah, they're not big.
72 children in one classroom. And when you see them, they're well behaved. Mm-hmm. They're not. And even how again, and all of the children that you and your husband took in, I've seen pictures of children all over, just running around, but all well.
Thank you. It's hard to know even what stories to share because we don't want to just repeat everything, but I know some of them are. And I will say, because we say this at our dinners too, if they ever have a spot open at school and there's a boy applicant and a girl applicant, they will always choose the girl. And it's not because they don't believe in education for boys, but because it's just so much safer for a girl to have a place. And it provides this safe environment. Even if they have to go home, then they also know people are checking up on them. It's just another layer of protection.
Second place now that you're talking about, you're kidding these people.
Yes.
And that's how is that somebody from the original school that started?
Liz's sister. Yeah, it's a mission from Christ Lake Academy.
Kind of what you were talking
about. Sorry, we didn't talk a lot about that, but.
That's okay, but I don't
this
know.
This is Alice, who is how old, Liz?
She is 57.
Riding around. She still does not have a car. I know that was a prayer request last year. She is 57 riding around on her Peaky, her little motorcycle, on muddy, slick roads, delivering food to any of the kids that could not come on Saturday. So, and she is always smiling like this. We just talked to her on the phone the other day.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as she gets on the phone, she looks at us and says, wow. Wow, she's just so cute. As much of a blessing as it is that Mercy is doing better, Mercy is still a handful. So Alice is still working with Mercy on at least a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis, to encourage her and to keep her moving in the right direction. So Alice is doing a fabulous job too. I was going to say something else, but it's gone. Something about what you were saying.
I just wanted to share, because I don't know that everybody in here has ever heard.
If you don't know, my husband is the director of Homore, which is Hebrew for the teacher, and they train pastors in East Africa. So Linus is Liz's husband, and he is the in-country director for Homore. So I've been traveling with Marcus since Kate, wave your hand, Kate. Yeah, since Kate was 9 months old, we've gone just about every year except for 1 year during COVID. And so as we traveled with him, going around at these different sites for training pastors, we got to know Liz and realized that they are doing a lot of great work for pastor training, but there's not a lot of help or resources for the women and children. So we identified Liz and then Alice, who are already doing such a fabulous job in their communities, and wanted to walk alongside them. So that's how Foundations Kenya started. That's why we need to be out of our area of influence too, because we're under the Homore bubble, because I can't ask for support from the people who are already supporting my husband in Homore. So it's hard. Yeah. It's a balance. Yep. Because sometimes it is easier to support cute little kids than older men who you're training to pastor. So, you know. Okay. Other questions?
Yeah, are there any other questions?
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
I noticed the children are all speaking English. If that's been taught to them in the school, that's not their native.
Swahili is their native language. That is Swahili. And then English is the business language. So they all learn
But no, they've learned,
right.
They have a mother tongue. There are how many tribes? 42?
42 different
tribes in Kenya, so everyone knows, has their mother tongue, which are not different dialects of the same thing. They're different languages. And then in school, they learn Swahili. Swahili is the national language, but English is the commerce, the language of commerce. So all official dealings, banking, business have to be conducted in English. So they learn Swahili and English in school. So anyone who has been educated speaks at least three languages.
Just 72 kids.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What was your question? All right, do we have any other questions?
What is the weather like? Because it looked like the children were wearing jackets and is it cold?
July, from May to August, mid-August, it is cold. It's cool.
And we were cold.
It's like 40s, 50s,
but the sun doesn't come out. It is drizzly and gray and 40s to 55. We were cold. We needed another layer. But they're also at a very high elevation. They're up in the mountains. That's why you have the beautiful rolling tea fields.
Yeah.
So it's cold. And then you go down to the plains and hit the out in the bush where it's
only hot,
125 or whatever it feels like. It's not really that hot. It's just hot.
But Lemuru area where we are is so cold.
It only gets up to like 80, even during the summer.
Yeah.
And even at 80, the women will have their babies wrapped in fleece.
Mm-hmm.
Fleece.
I just want to say thank you, our missionaries.
Thank you.
We have missionaries all over the world. I bless the name of the Lord for all those ones that are in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they are going through because like in my own young age, we have so many missionaries from America here to Nigeria. They had a great impact on our lives. And we are still benefiting from those blessings up to now. We are able to pass these blessings down to all our children, grandchildren. So your work is not in vain. And I pray that at the end of our race, all of us together, you will receive the great blessing from the Lord for all you are going to.
Amen.
You know, because it's not easy to be a missionary in African countries. It's a lot of, they will explain to you, they go through a lot of things that cannot be explained. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit that is encouraging them on a daily basis not to give up on people of God. So God bless you all, our missionaries. I pray that the power of the Most High God will shield you and continue to encourage you as you continue to forge ahead with the power of the living God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. So blessed to just be able to be with you ladies today. And we thank you for the work that you are doing through Foundations Kenya. Your gifts and your time and your prayers are not in vain. The Lord is using them mightily in the lives of these women and children and families.
And I just want to thank you for being a continual source of support for us. So you've been around since the very beginning, and hopefully you've seen that we're starting to get a little more organized and get it together. But we have felt your prayer support and your notes of encouragement are such a blessing. So we are very, very thankful for you.
I will say asante sana. It's a Swahili word for thank you very much. Asante sana.
Asante sana.
And you respond karibu.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Karibu.
Yeah.
They'll be here for a while and maybe you can talk to them personally. I know that the reason that this lady and her husband are where they are, they were ministers of a church and they established it right next to a slum, purposely. And these kids that lives on the street would not have food, it would not have this protection if it had not been for their purposely moving right next door to the slum. And so not only does she help with what we're doing here, she is a minister's wife. They have a church there. And of course they meet with all of those people. So, and she is beautiful.
Thank you.
And we just love her, and so we need to pray for Liz purposely, daily, and for her strength and for her husband. And then her husband also works with teaching the other ministers who do not have this teaching, and that's coming up through her husband there. So let's pray for them, and then we will close, and then whatever time y'all are here or they are
We're here.
And if you did not get a card or something and you want one, be sure and check with them, okay?
Yeah.
Father God, we are so humbled to realize how we do not take our blessings clearly. So bless this ministry, Father. Yes. Bless these people.
Yes.
And help us, dear Father, to be your servants too.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.